After the pain of betrayal, the excruciating carnage of Good Friday, and the empty stillness of Tomb Day, we wake to Easter Sunday, and the world turned upside down. During the spiritual exercises, I found the movement into the fourth week from the passion of the third week disorientating. I was very much the doubting Thomas. It was impossible. Obviously, they were lying to me, but why? It seemed a cruel trick to play, and I could not comprehend what they would get out of it. Even when I came face to face with the truth of it, I could not comprehend it. The magnitude was too much to bear. In the fourth week, the grace that Ignatius would have us ask for is, "This will be to ask for what I desire." Here it will be to ask for the grace to be glad and rejoice intensely because of the great joy and the glory of Christ our Lord. We are invited to share in the joy and gladness of Jesus, not our own joy and gladness, his. It is to be noticed that he comes as consoler to his friends, not to the Romans and the high priests, saying, "See, I told you so." Easter is not just one day. It is not to be rushed. Ignatius outlines 13 apparitions to meditate on during the fourth week, leading up to the Feast of the Ascension, and then leads to the Contemplatio, sometimes called the fifth week, where he presents his Susippi prayer. "Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and possess. Thou hast given all to me. To thee, O Lord, I return it. All is thine. Dispose of it wholly according to thy will. Give me thy love and thy grace, for this is sufficient for me." The question to be asked here is, where am I at this point in this great endeavour? There are plenty who are out there serving, who are living the Contemplatio. The first is that love ought to manifest itself in deeds rather than in words. And there will be others, still living in the pain of crucifixion and death, with the emptiness of Tomb Day, with the confusion of loss and grief, and being unable to say the proper goodbyes to loved ones who have died alone and in hospital. In the experience of the spiritual exercises, Easter is not experienced as a glorious and dramatic burst, where suddenly everything and everyone in the world lives happily ever after. It is confusing. It is more of a slow percolation of something extraordinary. It very gradually brings with it the graces of God's joy and gladness, and of hope, no matter what the worldly circumstances are. It is to sit with it, to not rush, to just be. Here I offer something of the flavour of it as I experienced it. Imagine a room with a piano in it, much like the one in the image.